for a single soul. Reaching further and stepping in closer.
Welcome to CGN-TV Living Life. I'm so excited to be with you today. As we open this scripture, we see the incredible declarations in Psalms 19. We see two declarations. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and we see the declaration of the radiance of God's word. But I have a declaration today, and that is Jesus is alive and he's coming soon, and we will rule and reign with him forever. What a wonderful God we serve. And there's nothing like opening the scripture and allowing ourselves to be encouraged with the promises of God. And as we look out across the creation, we are also encouraged about the greatness of our Heavenly Father and our Creator. So today I invite you to open the Word of God and let's take a look here at Psalms 19 from sunny Orange County, California.
Psalm chapter 19, verses 1 through 14. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Our universe is filled with awesome wonders. The galaxies, there's billions of galaxies with billions of stars. And it's so incredible to look up and to see God's creation, to look out. As a child, I remember laying on the grass with my brothers during the day, and we would watch the clouds, and we would discover many faces and many characters in the clouds. And then at night, we lived in a part of California where we could look up and we could see the stars and the wonderful creation that God has. It is so amazing. My husband and I love to hike, and we've hiked all up in Yosemite, up in the John Muir Loop Trail. And I remember one day getting to the highest peak as we were across from Half Dome. And as we looked out, the clouds were peeking through, and we were standing in the clouds. We were so high in the altitude. And I looked across, and I remember just stopping and taking in the incredible, awesome creation of our Heavenly Father. And I remember saying this portion of scripture in Psalms 19. It's one of my favorites. The heavens declare the glory of God. Oh, what a wonderful creator we have. A few years ago, I had the pleasure of sitting under the teaching of John Rupert, who's a NASA director. And he said, all of us deal with God's creation each day, but our perspective is how we deal with it. What is the filter you put on God as our creator? What is the perspective that you put over God's word? Because how we interpret the very beginning, in the beginning, it's very important as believers that we trust in the creative work. When he said, I did it. The work is done. It's good. God is an amazing creator, and this is foundational to our spiritual journey. He went on to say, science vindicates the Bible. More and more science is vindicating the word of God, and what they're finding is it confirms God's word to be true when it talks about the firmaments. I wish we could go through, and I had time to talk more about the handiwork of God and how the scripture reveals and confirms those things. Isaiah 40 verse 26 and in the NIV says, lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. That's a good thing to do every day. That encourages our faith. Lift up your eyes, look to the heavens. Who created all of these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Oh, doesn't that increase your faith? That our God, not one star is missing because of his mighty power and his great faith. No wonder the psalmist had this joy and just felt this bubbling up. I want to make a declaration. But we also see that this portion of scripture decrees and declares that God's word is radiant. It says in verse 18, the precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. If ever we needed to have light in our eyes, it's today. And as we grow closer to the second coming of Christ, we need the word of God. And I was just thinking of some of the declarations that the scripture says. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Yesterday, as I was doing some study on end times, for some reason, just somebody spoke out of the scripture about how it talks about how we are saved as believers from the wrath of God. And as I read that, I'm so thankful for the righteousness of Christ that cleanses me from all my sin. Here's another declaration, 1 John 3:2. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And what about Matthew 6:26? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, they do not reap or store away in barns, yet our Heavenly Father God, he provides for them. Are we not more valuable than they? Oh, I'm so thankful. One day I was coming home from church and I had two little finches. And as I was driving home, the Lord spoke to me and he said, one of the finches has died. Well, they were fine when I left, and I thought, that's a very strange thing to hear. But that was the Holy Spirit, because when I went in, one of the finches had died. God knew that that bird had passed away, and he was reminding me, I see, I know. And then I look here at how God declares his promises that he is with us always. In John 15, he said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you will have peace, in the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. I am so thankful that we have these declarations. The glory of God fills the whole earth, and the glory of his word fills our hearts and our lives today. I encourage you, find some of the promises of God that you need today in your life. Declare them over your family, over you, because his promises, as it says in the New Testament, all the promises in Christ are yes and amen. In verse 14, it says, may the words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. As we close in prayer today, let's make this the prayer of our heart. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray that the meditation of our heart would be pleasing to you. And we pray that our will would line up with your will, Father, that, Lord, our day would be given to you to write and to do as you please. And Lord, we know that the meditation in our heart starts with the truths that we believe and the things that we grab hold of. So Lord, we pray that you would protect our hearts and our minds so that what we meditate on would be pleasing to you, because you're our rock, you're our redeemer, you're our salvation, and we trust in that. I pray you will bless those who are watching and that you will increase those that watch and become a part of Living Life. Because Lord, we know that when we study your word and we stand on the promises of God and we make these declarations, the kingdom of God is expanded and you are glorified. And that's our heart cry today. Be glorified in our lives, Jesus, we pray in your name. Amen.
Leciam fardo, este ping in prosa, si ci